Well, look, we always like to see opinion polls at a high, and when they're at a certain level, they're a reflection of time, and there's also margin error of 3%. I've always felt that Fine Gael nationwide around 20%, I certainly wouldn't be too bothered by an opinion poll that's maybe as low as that, because you need to see a trend, and I'd be happy enough that the next election will be in at least 4 years' time, and we have to deliver on housing, we've got to deliver on health and infrastructure, and I believe that the people out there will see a party that, a government party that that delivers for the people of this country, so I would not be too concerned.
Do you not think, though, that it coincides with the public's response to the government's deal with Michael Lowry's regional independence? Do you not think that that poll, this latest poll, demonstrates that displeasure?
Yeah, I certainly feel there was an element of displeasure out there. It certainly was articulated in the wrong way. But, you know, we've got over that now, and we have now to govern. We got to deliver for the people of the constituency, but also the people of our country. And, you know, as I said, a poll is a reflection of just that moment in time. It has been a difficult time for the government and for our party for the last 2 months. But now we have to get on with governing. And I think certainly with Trump tariffs and things like that, you can see a government that will stand up for the people. You can see a government that has the respect of their neighbours in the United Kingdom and the EU and across the world. And we have to deliver on many aspects of government. And I certainly am never too bothered when I see opinion polls. Of course, we're delighted when opinion polls are at a certain level. But that's only a reflection of time. The next opinion poll will be the next general election. And I cannot see that happening for at least 4 years' time.